Mass Effect Revelation by Drew Karpyshyn. Narrated by David Colacci. Copyright 2007 by BioWare Corporation. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Del Rey Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue.
Approaching Arcturus, disengaging FTL Drive Corps.
Rear Admiral John Grissom of the Alliance, the most famous man on Earth and its three fledgling interstellar colonies, glanced up briefly as the voice of the SSV New Delhi's helmsman came over the shipboard intercom. A second later, he felt the unmistakable deceleration surge as the vessel's mass effect field generators wound down and the New Delhi dropped from faster-than-light travel into speeds more acceptable to an Einsteinian universe. The ghostly illumination of the familiar red-shifted universe spilled in through the cabin's tiny viewport, gradually cooling to the more normal hues as they decelerated. Grissom hated the viewports. Alliance ships were purely instrument-driven. They required no visual references of any kind. But all vessels were designed with several tiny ports and at least one main viewing window, typically on the bridge, as a concession to antiquated romantic ideals of space travel. The Alliance worked hard to maintain these romantic ideals. They were good for recruitment. To people back on Earth, the unexplored vastness of space was still a wonder. Humanity's expansion across the stars was a glorious adventure of discovery, and the mysteries of the galaxy were just waiting to be revealed. Grissom knew the truth was much more complex.